Deathcast is calling with the warning of a lifetime. I'm going to die today. Forget that. Warning is too strong a word, since warning suggests something can be avoided, like a car honking at someone who's crossing the street when it isn't their light, giving them the chance to step back. This is more of a heads up. The alert, a distinctive and endless gong, like a church bell one block away, is blasting from my phone on the other side of the room. I'm freaking out already. 100 thoughts immediately drowning out everything around me. I bet this chaos is what a first-time skydiver feels as she's plummeting out of a plane, or a pianist playing his first concert. Not that I will ever know for sure. It's crazy. 1 minute ago, I was reading yesterday's blog entry from Countdowners, where Deckers chronicle their final hours through statuses and photos via live feeds. This particular one about a college junior trying to find a home for his golden retriever. And now I'm going to die. I'm going to... No. Yes. Yes. My chest tightens. I'm dying today. I've always been afraid of dying. I don't know why I thought this would jinx it from actually happening. Not forever, obviously, but long enough so I could grow up. Dad has even been drilling it into my head that I should pretend I'm the main character of a story that nothing bad ever happens to, most especially death, because the hero has to be around to save the day. But the noise in my head is quieting down, and there's a Deathcast herald on the other end of the phone, waiting to tell me I'm going to die today at 18 years old. Wow, I don't want to pick up the phone. I'd rather run into Dad's bedroom and curse into a pillow because he chose the wrong time to land himself in intensive care, or punch a wall because my mom marked me for an early death when she died giving birth to me. The phone rings for what's got to be the 30th time, and I can't avoid it any more than I can avoid what's going down sometime today. I slide my laptop off my crossed legs and get up from my bed, swaying to the side, feeling really faint. I'm like a zombie moving toward my desk, slow and walking dead. The caller ID reads Deathcast, of course. I'm shaking, but manage to press talk. I don't say anything. I'm not sure what to say. I just breathe because I have fewer than 28,000 breaths left in me, the average number of breaths a non-dying person takes per day, and I might as well use them up while I can. Hello, I'm calling from Deathcast. I'm Andrea. You there, Timothy? Timothy? My name isn't Timothy. You've got the wrong person, I tell Andrea. My heart settles down, even though I feel for this Timothy person. I truly do. My name is Mateo. I got the name from my father, and he wants me to pass it down eventually. Now I can, if having a kid is a thing that happens for me. Computer keys are tapping on her end, probably correcting the entry or something in her database. Oh, apologies. Timothy is the gentleman I just got off the phone with. He didn't take the news very well, poor thing. You're Mateo Torres, right? And just like that, my last hope is obliterated. Mateo, kindly confirm this is indeed you. I'm afraid I have many other calls to make tonight. I always imagined my herald, their official name, not mine, would sound sympathetic and ease me into this news. Maybe even harp on how it's especially tragic because I'm so young. To be honest, I would have been okay with her being chipper, telling me how I should have fun and make the most of the day since I at least know what's going to happen.